This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, remembering our teachers. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I recently traveled to Ohio and the school where I completed my undergraduate studies. It was a special trip. I was visiting a teacher. Not just any teacher, but a professor who'd had a huge impact on my life. He introduced me to my chosen profession, encouraged me to go to graduate school, and I couldn't be happier. The visit was a way to say thank you. The influence teachers have on us is amazing when you stop to think about it. The elementary school teachers who praise our young answers, the high school teachers who somehow manage to look past our adolescence and inspire us. When I was taught basic logic in middle school, the teacher told me it would be one of the most important things I'd ever learn. I wasn't sure at the time, but now I am. I'm sorry he's still not around so I can tell him. Good teachers aren't always the most likable. In college, I was introduced to economics by a professor whose name was spelled P-I-R-O-N. On the first day of class, he pushed the lectern 3 feet deep into the front row of chairs. People scrambled to get out of the way. "The name's Bob Perron," he said. Not Pyron, Perron, like in piranha. I remained on the edge of my seat for the entire semester, and the course opened my mind, not just to economics, but to abstraction and rational argument. In that class, and in my 4 years as an undergraduate, I was transformed. In high school, I learned facts. In college, I learned how to think. And that's the beauty of a good education. Facts are important. What's the capital of Texas? What's 3 times 7? But just as important are the whys. Why did Voltaire write what he did? Why do Democrats and Republicans see the world so differently? Our nation's founders counted on an educated population. That's why we have public schools. But critical, rational thought is far more than a civic duty. It makes us better people. And it all starts with teachers. The most important are parents. Children learn from our every action. It's quite a responsibility. But after our parents come our school teachers, especially those who touched us in some special way. Teaching can be fun, but any teacher will tell you it's also a lot of work. And they didn't choose the profession to get rich, at least not monetarily. Their riches spring from the lives they've influenced, from the creative minds they've nurtured. I look back fondly at the many teachers who've helped shape who I am. I hope you do too, and don't be afraid to go back and tell them, thank you. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.